As I went out walking for pleasure one day, the scenes of creation were pleasant to see. As I sat amusing myself on the grass, who should I spy near me but a fair Indian lass? She sat down beside me and took up my hand, saying, "You're a stranger and in a strange land, but if you will follow, you're welcome to come and live in the cottage that I call my home." Then this kind expression she made to me, "If you will consent, sir, to stay here with me." Oh no, my fair maiden, that never could be, for I have a sweetheart far over the sea. I'll never forsake her, for I know she loves me, and her heart is as true as the little Moki. One morning in May, to this fair maiden, these words I did say: "I'm going to leave you, so farewell, my dear. My ship's sails are spreading, and home I must steer. And as my boat landed on my own native shore, with friends and relations around me once more, I stood and gazed round me, but none could I see that was fit to compare with the little Mohi. The girl that I trusted proved untrue to me, so I'll turn my course backward for over the sea. I'll turn my course backward, from this land I'll flee. I'll go spend my days with my little